This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Prosperity and Peace. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 33, verses 1 through 9. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the guard. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and the houses of the kings of Judah that were torn down to make a defense against the siege mounds and against the sword. They are coming in to fight against the Chaldeans and to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I shall strike down in my anger and my wrath. For I have hidden my face from this city because of all their evil. Behold, I will bring it to health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel, and rebuild them as they were at first. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me, and I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. And this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and a glory before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the prosperity I provide for it.
Throughout the Old Testament, God promised one thing above all others: peace. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, a term with sweeping, almost cosmic implications. Shalom, best understood, means all things as they were meant to be. During the exile, God's people experienced the opposite of shalom. Jerusalem's buildings were torn down and its streets filled with the casualties of war. But God would not hide his face forever. He would cleanse his people and forgive their sin, heal Jerusalem and its inhabitants, and use Jerusalem's newfound prosperity and peace to bless the nations of the world. During the exile, these promises seemed impossibly far off. God's people waited 500 years for the first fruits of shalom, the birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus represented the redemption of the holy city and initiated peace between humanity and God. A greater peace is coming. Revelation 21 describes the return of the King, the reunion of heaven and earth, and the restoration of all creation. In an age of environmental degradation, racial tension, and political division, we depend on this promise of peace. God has already made peace with us through the Prince of Peace. On that basis, we can expect the great peace that is still to come.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.